Kids are on a rampage, sticky wicky web page, looking for a true sage, having on the knowledge. Dodging all the trolls like Michigan Nids, and amended real letters because we're curious kids.
Yes, time for another answer to a thought-provoking question posed by a curious kid. This is an avenue for children to ask the academic website The Conversation a question. They help pair that up with an academic to answer it. And today, Louisa, aged 5, was curious to know, how do people know not to fall out of bed when they're sleeping? To get to the bottom of this one, we have Dr. Alex Agostini, a research assistant at the University of South Australia. G'day.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
I'm really well. So, Alex, what is our brain doing while we're asleep?
This is a great question. So, lots of people think that our brains and bodies aren't really doing a great deal while we're sleeping, but that's not the case. They're actually working very hard to keep us happy and healthy. Our bodies are cleaning themselves. There's release of human growth hormones, so especially when we're kids, we're doing a lot of our growing and repairing. While we're sleeping, there's actually quite a lot going on.
So enough going on for us to know not to fall out of bed? How do we know that?
Yes. So our bodies have this sometimes called a sixth sense. It's called proprioception. So it basically lets our bodies know where they are in space. So when we're awake, it helps us to do things like walk. You can walk upstairs without having to stare at the stairs. You know where they are. And it also helps you to do things like shake someone's hand while you're looking into their eyes rather than staring at their hand to try to work out where it is.
You're just making me picture that. And I'm glad that we don't have to stare at our hands to figure out how to shake hands with someone. Yes. That would be socially a bit weird. But also I can see, okay, proprioception, pretty important in terms of us being able to do things without thinking about them too hard. So how does that work while we're asleep, though?
So it's the same concept while we're asleep. It allows us to work out where our bodies are when in the bed. So you'll know if you have to roll over while you're asleep, you know where the bed ends. You can feel it even though you're unconscious. So it allows us to work out if we've rolled too far to one side and we have to roll back the other way.
So when children are little, they often have they're in a cot usually when they're really little, which has sides on it so they don't accidentally fall out of bed. But when you transition to a big person bed, you often need to have a little railing on the side so that you don't fall out. What age do we learn this, or is it just through experience that we learn to be aware of our surroundings while we're asleep?
It's going to depend and be different for different kids. So just like everything else that we pick up as we are growing and developing, some people will pick it up more quickly than others, but it is something that develops as we, progress through childhood.
And so I'm wondering then how this links to, or does it link to, different stages of sleep? Are you more aware of your surroundings when you are in a lighter sleep, for example?
Relevant to this conversation, we have two major stages of sleep. One is our REM, so rapid eye movement sleep. This is the stage of sleep where we have our most vivid dreams, and our bodies actually paralyze themselves. So our brain sends a message to our body to paralyze itself during the stage of sleep so that we don't act out our dreams. So if you see someone in REM sleep, the only thing that's going to be moving in their bodies is their eyes. Rapid eye movement sleep, you can see their eyes moving around even through their eyelids. In our other stage of sleep, which is our non-REM stage of sleep, our bodies are not paralyzed, and so we're more likely to be moving around. So proprioception is more relevant to the non-REM stages of sleep.
And what about sleepwalking? I mean, proprioception and sleepwalking would be pretty important, wouldn't they?
Yes, definitely. So we don't know enough about what causes sleepwalking, but this does occur in our non-REM stages of sleep. And proprioception would be particularly relevant to this. You hear some amazing feats that people who have been sleepwalking have managed. And a lot of that is going to be due to proprioception, as they'll know where their body is, and that's going to allow them to do things like open doors, or even I've heard stories of people driving cars while they've been sleepwalking.
No, really?
Yeah. So that's obviously proprioception is going to be very important to allow people to do all of those things that you could do while you're awake, but when your body is unconscious.
Thank you so much for illuminating this. It's all about proprioception as to why we don't fall out of bed while we're asleep. Dr. Alex Agostini, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Alex is a research fellow from the University of South Australia, and that is our Curious Kids question for the day.
You're with Kate O'Toole on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland.